The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to the chase today on the program and find out what's on your mind on a particular election question that is not too far off in our future. It is closer than the Republican convention in Cleveland, which likely will solve Trump v. Cruz and let us know who the Republican nominee is. It's sooner than November when lots of things will be decided. It's June 14th. Todd, what's happening on June 14th?
That would be the primary.
Exactly.
Why is that the primary? Why is it called primary? When really it's kind of a secondary election, the general election's the primary election.
Those weighty questions we can save for later.
But I wonder if people get confused by the English language.
I was thinking about this on the drive into the studio today. That this is the big question, right? And even we had a call this week. Senator Hoeven was on the air with us on Monday, and one of our listeners, I forget, called or texted. Would you please ask him who he's endorsing in this race? And his answer brought news from the Stengem camp. And Facebook posts and everything. So you're making a difference, you meaning, the listeners of this program, in this particular race. And nobody knows what's going to happen on June 14th. Now, we spent some time talking about the convention and who you supported there, but we've not really received from you, our listeners, a sense of where you're leaning on this. And a lot of people are talking about it. Everywhere I go, people are talking about it. Coffee shops and, watering holes and water coolers and lots of other places. So I'm really kind of curious. If the election were today and you were heading to the polls, this is a question for Republicans because there's not a Democratic debate on their primary candidate, but there is a debate on who you'd support. And by the way, there's three candidates. There's Wayne Stengem, the Republican-endorsed candidate from the convention, sitting attorney general. There's Doug Burgum, Republican candidate who's long said, I'll be on that ballot June 14th, and is running a campaign that has a lot of people talking, television ads and radio ads and a lot of things going on, crisscrossing the state, going to towns big and small. I mean, a robust campaign underway right now for your vote in that regard. And then there's Paul Storm of Bismarck, who's been a candidate previously, throwing his hat in that race as well, not running much of a campaign. So, election today, who do you vote for? That's what I want to know. I'm just curious if that election were held today. There's a campaign underway. Are you being influenced by it? Are you paying attention to it? Are you swayed by it? Where's your vote go? I want to know. I just want to know where our listeners are at on this issue. So that's why I say I want to cut right to the chase. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. North Dakota Oil Can program. Find out more about them. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You can also check out their Facebook page for some good info. Our telephone numbers on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for you to tell me what's on your mind regarding this race are 800-228-0550. We'll get an update on the Cruz campaign today. We have one of their national spokesmen, a top official out of California, a fellow by the name of Ron Nearing, will be here today to talk about that race. Troy Soljan will be here. Troy's the father of Jeremiah. He was on our program a while back, told us a story about losing a son last fall in an ATV accident. Jeremiah, who was 9, I believe Jeremiah was 9, his 10th birthday would be tomorrow. And they are doing a do-it-well Lego drive and fundraiser tomorrow in Christine, North Dakota. I had told Troy at the time, when you crank up that foundation, tell us more about it, and they have an event tomorrow that we're going to tell you about. Because we want to help. So that'll be coming up today on the program, too. 800-228-0550. In the meantime, as always, anything on your mind is welcome, but I'm kind of curious where you're at in this governor's race. That, to me, is the big story that is going to continue to be the big story between now and June, and I want to know. Robert in Minot, what's on your mind?
Scott, thank you so much for your great work. Yes, I would vote for Wayne Stengem, but I have a bit of good news regarding that because as Attorney General, he has helped me quite a bit in the past. I want to confirm for listeners that Robert Olson of Valva will be receiving his Congressional Gold Medal, 4 Nobel Prizes, and his British title from the British Royal Family for brilliant writing. Should also know that his writings have been in multiple forms with historic, observational, and analytical data.
Where are you going to put all that hardware, Robert?
Golly, I don't know. I'm pretty excited. It's been a long battle. And, Scott, if I may, a legal rebuttal to KFYR. I want to thank you, but KFYR Talk Radio, over 25 years, I need to let listeners know that Robert Olson of Valva is a heterosexual who has never harmed a child, a woman, or a man. Robert Olson of Valva owns his historic intellectual copyrighted property exclusively as a product of his own mind, intellect, courage, and integrity. And
okay, lot there. I don't think you ever doubted that, did you? I don't know.
What does that have to do with K-Fire?
I'm not sure a rebuttal was necessary. But
yeah,
anyway, Robert, congratulations
either
on
way.
That. And we'll tally you for Wayne Stengem today. Thanks for the call. Tom in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Good morning. Yes, I would go for Wayne Stengem. Doug Burgum, I don't think he would work. I'm just going for Wayne Stengem. So, and can I put in my 2 cents as to who I'd vote for in November?
Sure.
Okay. I've been a Trump supporter for since this has come out, but I think I would vote for Cruz. Because I think Trump is, I think Trump could really shake things up, but you've got to work with Congress. And there are so many people that don't like Trump. The last thing we need is to have this election go to Hillary or Bernie. So I would, and Cruz is very conservative. But I think Trump would really shake things up in the world, but I think he may be too much of a maverick. But this is just my 2 cents.
Now, I'm going to jump back to the previous race and just try and get into your mind a little bit.
Yep.
You quickly said Wayne, and you said, because Doug, I'll just say I'm Wayne. Are you more, you know, that sounds like I'm for Doug, I'm for Wayne because I don't like Doug more than I'm for Wayne. So rather than share the Doug stuff, as you clearly are reluctant to do, tell me what you like most about Wayne.
Well, from what I've read about him, he's really for the people. I know that he's in the party and all this, but he seems to be really committed to the people and a dedicated public servant, I guess you could say. And he came out and said he is pro-life. That goes a long ways with me.
I'm trying to remember if he uses that term or not. I know that I had a conversation with... I had a conversation about that, and he talked about how he's really guided by his church on that point, and that the church has suggested against labels. But I think you may be right that he went pressed. He came out and said, "Well, I'm pro-life with exceptions." I'm trying to remember him actually saying that. Rick Becker was the only one that seemed to really be saying that forcefully. But I think that the Stengem campaign would argue certainly that the record would be one of a pro-life record, but there is obviously exceptions, and he didn't like labels, but I think you may be right there. Tom, appreciate the call. You can, by the way, call us, or you can text us. You can also email us if you want to go through that as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Been busy over there with the text already. My gosh. There's a Doug. There's a Dougie. That's an interesting term. And there is a, right? That's what they vote.
Whatever gets the vote,
yeah.
Take the nickname.
And then there is Doug Burgum will probably get a lot of Democratic votes. My wife is one that will. Interesting. Okay, appreciate that. Back to the phones here. Let's go to Jamestown and Bob on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Good morning to you, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great, and hopefully get some rain. just going to tell you I'm going to vote for Stenger. And he's led all the fights for the state of North Dakota, keeping the EPA out of here. And the other thing is, Burgum's ad, you know, he talks about things aren't good in North Dakota and so on and so forth. And then you guys, when you were down there in Tampa watching the Sioux play, somebody grabbed him and had an interview. I don't know if that was you or if it was someone else, but he made reference right away how glad he was to get the mayor of Watford City, because he needs somebody that has all that experience out there and all that kind of stuff. And he kind of contradicted himself a little bit compared to his ads and what he said to you guys in Tampa, because he made the comment about, you know, all this money goes to Bismarck and doesn't come back. But our leaders the last 10 years, yeah, they've spent some money, but look what we had to do with the infrastructure and everything out in the western part of the state. Schools had to be bigger, roads were changed, everything else. So I kind of think Doug's belittling himself by keep harping on that tone. You know what I'm saying, Scott? There was things we had to do. You
sure.
Can't have half the school outside in the wintertime having class because the school isn't big enough to house all the kids, is it?
Yeah, you know, it would be nice to have a line-by-line discussion of all of it. I actually see both arguments there, but it's part of politics. Thanks, Bob. More on that in a moment.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Fling into spring with Gate City Bank. Stop in April 11th through the 16th to open a totally free checking account, receive a free gift, and a free My School Spirit or My Card Creation debit card. Plus, with a Gate City Bank debit card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Join us April 15th for refreshments and special one-day offers. The Fling into Spring event at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery auctions feature numerous tractors, including a 2013 Cat MT-865C Challenger, a John Deere 9520 four-wheel drive, and the following combines: a 2014 Gleaner S88 Super Series, only 650 hours, a 2012 S680 Combine, only 638 hours, and numerous tractors, headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com, or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Not only the parts you need, great people too. You only need to walk into any of their locations and find it. One of the reasons they can say Heedalls has it at any location you come into, South Dakota, Montana, Western Minnesota and North Dakota is because of folks like Don Gross. Don heads up the distribution center for HeDolls. And timeliness, right? I mean, just keep those stores stocked with what you need. It's one of those places you don't even really know exists, but a very important cog in the wheel that is HeDolls. Been around since the early 70s. Millions and millions of parts every year. So if I'm buying at the HeDolls location in Watertown, you know, scan something. Don knows, need another one of those in Watertown. See how that works, Don?
That's good.
And you know what? Don, you're 40 years Don's been doing this.
What was Don's first car?
For the folks at HeDolls. Why does everybody want to know what the first car is?
Because those are always cool stories.
That's kind of a fun thing.
Has anybody's first car been a Gremlin yet?
I haven't had a Gremlin.
Remember those?
What was your first car?
71 Pontiac Grand Prix. I'd love to have another one. That's awesome.
His was a 69 SS Chevelle.
Oh.
And a 396 in it. And he upgraded to a 73 Nova from that. Is a Chevelle an Nova upgrade?
Well, we don't know what kind of shape the Chevelle was in versus the Nova. The Nova may have been in a lot better shape. Otherwise, no. But that's an awesome first car to have.
We've not had any Pintos nor any Gremlins yet, but working on it.
Okay, my wife.
We did have a Pacer.
My wife is going to text in at any moment.
We did have a Pacer.
Pinto.
Yeah. HeDolls has it. Great folks. Great people. Like Don Gross at the Distribution Center and so many more. The location near you. Tell them Scott sent you. To finish on the conversation with our previous caller. And by the way, I love hearing your thoughts on this. So please, that's why I'm asking. You know, the ads are perceived differently by different people, and you pick up different things. And, you know, I think the argument of sort of Bismarck being the Washington, D.C. of North Dakota is one worth considering. And if you're in the position of being a mayor or a county commissioner in all these places, that's how you live. You literally have to go lobby for dollars. In the case of oil country, dollars that are sent in big numbers to Bismarck, and then go to get your share back. You follow me? And they're always working on the percentages. And so I think that argument's solid. On the other hand, I think the caller has a point that I didn't really even think of, but I think it shows me just how dang smart voters can be. To say, well, wait a minute. On one hand, you're complaining about, you know, Bismarck and how they're doing things. On the other, you've got a mayor who's benefited from an infrastructure that's expanded. But I don't, you know, that's sort of a nuance that, again, I'm interested to hear. I'm not sure it persuades your vote, because you could think, well, that's true. It is what it is, but I want it to change, right? So I'm going to do it a little bit differently. I happen to think a mayor as lieutenant governor is a great thing. It is sort of outside the box a little bit. It says these cities are important, too, rather than being Bismarck-centric. So anyway, that was just how I was going to finish up on my comment to his comment, but I thought it was a good one. We've got a dead heat here. Three Wayne, three Doug right now. So we can't have it. We can't have that. Let's get your vote. Let's get your take on the election. And anything else on your mind today, What's On Your Mind Friday edition at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you call anywhere in the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, Horace, how far do I want to expand this out? Harwood, you know, Castleton.
You're going to grab the map so you can look around and draw a radius.
Yeah, exactly.
Get every town there.
You call from the general vicinity of Fargo today, and we're going to give you a first next caller that calls from there. Will receive a gift certificate from Randy's University Diner. That, by the way, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale, sponsor the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And, you know, all the great restaurants in North Dakota, the restaurants you just say, hey, you never are going to have a bad meal there. Chances are they're getting Cloverdale products.
You can taste the difference.
You can.
Really can.
Yeah. And Randy's University Diner is one of those, so we're celebrating them this week as well on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. June 14th primary vote on the Republican side for governor in North Dakota. It really is the story in North Dakota right now politically. Every day there's a new twist and turn to it. And I want your take on it. I'd also like to know who you're voting for. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Texter says, put me down for Doug Burgum. because he's not a career politician. I despise them from the city council level on up, meaning, I guess, career politicians. Isn't that funny how, you know, one man's career politicians is another one's longtime public servant? We had a call earlier, Sam, for Wayne Stengel, because been a good public servant. Been there a long time. And that's a solid argument for the Stengel campaign. Steady as she goes, you know, been there a long time. You know, and another career politician, throw them out, I want to be done. And that's where, you know, it'll be interesting to see whether the Trump factor makes its way into the primary in North Dakota as well. So this is all good.
Well, and I mean, let's face it, Jesse Ventura blazed that trail back in the late 90s. Like him or not, let's face it, he did. There's always going to be that movement that is sick of career politicians, and the second you get somebody who can take that ball and run with it, they'll end up running far.
Elroy and Elgin, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Elroy.
Yeah, hello. Is this Scott?
It is, yes. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Scott. This is Elroy Herbal Nelson. Yep. I'm calling because a couple of days ago, someone called in about the doctors and the fact that they insisted that she continue to take her heroin and then they wouldn't give her something else. Now, I'm a retired pharmacist, and of all the years I've lived and practiced pharmacy, I have never had a prescription for heroin. In fact, heroin is not even, as far as I know, a legal drug. So you wouldn't get a prescription for heroin. So I don't know what this lady got, but I think she's got something wrong or there's something else there. Because I didn't call right away because I wanted to double check. I'm retired, so I wanted to check with my local pharmacist to see if there had been some changes on heroin. And he assured me that heroin is not a legal drug, and you wouldn't be getting prescriptions for it. So she had some.
Yeah, I don't recall it honestly being heroin, but I would have to go back and listen. I remember the call you're talking about because we had the two police chiefs on, and she was upset with her doctor because she was being prescribed something she was fearful she would get, addicted to, and she kept saying, "I'd like something different," and was not getting anywhere with her doctor. But I don't remember it being heroin. I guess it might have been heroin with a different name.
Heroin is not a legal drug. So you could call your state board of pharmacy, and they could tell you what it is or isn't. But
right, but I don't think she said heroin, but she might have, Elroy. She might have, but regardless, I guess I was concerned that, if true, her doctor was sort of ignoring her concerns about it all. Glad you're listening as closely as you are, and appreciate you calling to check in with us. 800-228-0550. We'll keep this tally going. We have time to do that next hour. What's on Your Mind continues. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soybean basis in North Dakota has seasonal patterns that producers need to be aware of when marketing soybeans. The majority of soybeans produced in North Dakota are exported into Southeast Asia. This export program runs strong from October through about April. By the time we move into May, the South American crop is being aggressively exported. This competition causes a drop in exports from the Pacific Northwest, causing basis problems in North Dakota. The basis pattern in North Dakota is as follows. Weak at harvest, then strengthening into February, March, and weakens by May. Understanding the seasonality and basis levels for North Dakota soybeans is important to market them successfully. South America has a large crop again this year, and this will likely put downward pressure on basis by May. Be aware of this if you are storing North Dakota soybeans.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
What's on your mind? Update on the Cruz campaign in a little bit from one of their national spokespersons. Stay tuned for that.
He was on, Cruz was on Fallon last night. Well, I didn't realize he was going to be on there. I'm like, whoa, this is a pleasant surprise.
Getting a little bit of buzz today, too.
I don't usually watch Fallon. It just happened to be on. And I'm like, oh, wow.
In the meantime, what's on your mind? We're asking a question on who you support in the gubernatorial primary showdown between Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, and Paul Sorum. John in northwest of Fargo somewhere. John, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say that I'm in Doug Burgum's camp. I like both him and Wayne, but I kind of like the fact that Doug is a career politician.
So, again, this career politician thing comes up. That's what sways you? Somebody new, well, fresh face, different?
Yep, pretty much.
Is the fact that Doug Burgum would have oodles of private sector experience and success?
Yeah, I think that's also a factor. I used to work for Microsoft back in the day, so I kind of have a little bit of a lean there, too.
I'm just curious, yeah, if that will drive people. Because it would seem to me, obviously, that's what's very different about this. If you, look, take the high road. You say Wayne Stengem, longtime public servant, elected many times. Lily White career, right? You can argue with a little bit here, a little bit there on a nuance, but basically, good public servant. Doug, very notable business career, but private sector, they're different in that sense. And I'm curious what sells right now. You hear that a little bit on Trump on the national front. I just want somebody from outside the system. I just want somebody that's new and fresh. Now, if you're on the other side, you argue, well, good luck maneuvering, good luck governing, but that's why I'm asking this question, John. I'm genuinely curious what is moving people one way or the other and where you're at on all this. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Chip in South Dakota. You're not going to have a dog in this gubernatorial fight, but you can weigh in on anything else you'd like to.
Just curious about how the party chooses. If I understood right, the Republican Party in North Dakota endorsed Stengem, but then we're still going to have a primary, and it just seems odd to me that that would happen, and maybe I just heard it wrong.
Well, Kevin Cramer sort of broke that mold. There's always been a primary. The vast majority of the time, the nominated candidate from the convention runs unopposed in the Republican primary. And, or a quote-unquote sort of gadfly candidate that doesn't have much chance. In this case, Kevin Cramer did not go to the convention, but said, I'm going to run in the primary. And because he didn't see a path to winning the nomination, the party looking to check a box for somebody else. So he goes to the primary, he wins at the primary, and then he wins in November.
And so I guess he made it fashionable to do that, you know. And I happen to like it. I think more people having a say on who the candidate is isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I do too. It just seemed odd, is all.
Odd that they allow it? You mean that they do it?
Yeah, right. That the party take an endorsement before the election.
You like the idea of it, but you don't like you're just questioning why they would do it. In other words, you're glad you get the chance to vote, but your point is why would the party do it?
Why does the party come out with an endorsement? Shouldn't the party welcome all the Republicans in there?
Yeah. And, you know, Kevin Cramer, we talked about that the other day, the calendar, changing the calendar so you have a primary prior to the convention where you let, you know, the convention be informed by the voters would be another way to go about it, you know, where you reverse that order.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be another reform that could be looked at in the future.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Chip. Hey, Todd, I messed up. We had the fellow call from northwest of Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I don't know exactly how far northwest. Like, if he was, you know, if he was in Crosby, that wouldn't exactly fit the bill. But if he was, you know, if he was in the general vicinity.
Well, maybe the whole point is you got to want it, not just get it because you called.
Well, yeah.
Let's show some enthusiasm about, you know, hey, I want that certificate.
We have $20 on us at Randy's University Diner, which is just off I-94 on South University in Fargo, courtesy of Cloverdale. And I had said the first caller from the Fargo metro area would get it. And I just recognized that the caller before this one was calling from Northwest Fargo. So he can call back or anybody else call back and you'll win the prize. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A texter says, it may not have been a Pinto, but Grandma's old 76 Cornet.
Comet.
Well, Comet.
Mercury,
yes.
Comet.
I'm blind here. There is a Cornet, too, right? But this was a Comet, yeah.
Yeah.
Grandma's old 76 Comet. This would be the Mercury version of the Ford Pinto.
No, Maverick.
Oh, what's a Comet?
They did have the Mercury Bobcat for a little while.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. So this is the Ford Comet, 76. Plastic-covered seats, that wasn't too cool. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. It may have helped the seats, but I'm sorry, it's not worth the being that uncomfortable sitting on that hard plastic.
Another says, my dad had a Gremlin. Not sure if it was his first car, but it's the first memory of a car I had as a kid. Yeah. Gremlins were, I thought they were cool when I was
young. They didn't look like every other car out there. Like them or not.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark in Fargo is leaving no doubt where he's from. So, Mark, do not hang up after our conversation. We have a gift certificate for you from Randy's University Diner, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale, okay?
I'm game for that, Scott. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Absolutely. On us. And the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline welcoming your calls today at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Mark?
You know, Scott, I've been evaluating the race for the North Dakota governor's seat since it kicked off. And in cross-comparing the two different tickets, there's really no doubt that the Bergen-Sanford ticket is best suited to run, you know, to serve in that governor's seat. At the convention, which I attended, it was really interesting to hear the biggest indictment that could be brought up against Doug Burgum. Biggest questions were raised is that honor can't be bought and that we don't need a rookie. Those were pretty blatant and conspicuous attacks on Mr. Burgum. Well, let's look at this experience, you know, not needing a rookie. There are these two guys, Ed Schaefer and John Hoeven, to the best of my knowledge, were never elected governor before. They came from the private sector with massive amounts of business success and experience. Well, that's fine with me. they both did excellent jobs. And you know, they continue serving us. Mr. Burgum, he's proven his ability to work in the private sector. We can see what's happened with downtown Fargo. That area has been revolutionized, and it's booming. And with the support of other people, I know Mr. Burgum didn't do it on his own, but he had a major role in that. And another thing, Scott and Todd, is the lieutenant governor selections. Well, Brent Sanford, who is the mayor of Watford City, a business owner, he runs a family business that's been in the family for decades. What happened in Watford City? That town got shellacked by a huge boom in the oil industry, right? You were up there. I've been up there. And the city has accommodated that very well. And I think we can accredit that to Mayor Sanford in large part. So those are two people who have, you know, proven themselves outside of the governor's office. And, you know, Wayne Stengem's done a remarkable job as attorney general. So let's not take him out of that seat either. So we're really positioned as North Dakotans to do very well with the Burgum ticket in the governor's race and Mr. Stengem in the, across the hall in the attorney general's office.
One unbelievable assessment, and you know, just again, fascinating for me to hear the different takes people have on why they select who they select, and obviously you spent some time thinking about this and deciding which way to go. Interesting stuff, Mark. Thank you very much. Going to mark you down for the Burgum camp. Chad in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello there. You know, like I said before, Wayne Stengem and also Burgum, either one are going to be a really great governor. However, at the same time, though, Doug Bergman went on his advertisement tell us, says that $2 million goes to Bismarck, doesn't come back. You know, his company's got a lot of increment financing on a lot of his projects downtown that basically comes from Bismarck. It flows back and forth. So, I mean, kind of a false advertisement, but he basically says that. But at the same time, though, I think Doug is a very, very well qualified. I think you do a very good job. Like the other caller said, Wayne Stengem and also Doug would basically, Doug basically being, you know, having a lot of business, acumen out there. I mean, he could do a good job. Wayne Stengem is such a nice guy. You can sit down and have a conversation. He's so down to earth. So, I mean, honestly, we're just blessed to have two very, very good candidates and, you can't beat it. You really can't.
You know, there's another nice twist that you put on it, and another reason I love asking questions like this for our listeners, because, you know, obviously this is a tense time for both camps, right? They're ramping things up. They want to win, but there's not a lot of people, I think, within politics that go around saying, hey, these are both good guys, and we're just going to put it out there for the voters, and what happens, happens. It's, you know, it's dog-eat-dog. It's, you know, jump on every little thing, and you know, which is part of a campaign, but you make a very good point. They are two good people, well-qualified, come from different perspectives, and that's the beauty of an election. People get to decide. If you have to decide today, who do you vote for, Chuck?
I have to say Wayne, because he's just, he knows how to, right now, he could go to the guys in the legislature and pretty much he could look them straight in the face and you'd get the straight answer. I think Doug, he has to earn that respect and he may not be able to get the same answer.
Chad, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Got you down. We got ourselves a little dogfight here, Todd. You know, this is kind of fun. Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, your earlier caller, I thought Ed Schaefer ran for U.S. House and was in politics before he was governor. Didn't he run against Dorgan?
Yeah, obviously he did, you know, but yeah, I mean, I think the balance of it.
He was in politics first, and didn't John Hovind have a government job for 8 years or seven or whatever and run the Bank of North Dakota before he was governor?
Yeah. Yeah, I think both points are fair, although if we look at the, I mean, Ed Schaefer's career prior to being elected governor would not be one that was dominated by politics.
No.
Right? Right? And, John Hovind's career, he was in the banking family, obviously, from Minot.
That BND job is appointed. It's a political appointed by an industrial commission.
Yeah, no,
right?
I think you have a technical point. Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Well, that's just like they jump from a business into this, you know. Ed had been very active in that kind of stuff, I think, and Hovind was a district chairman and all of that. So I mean, Burgum hadn't probably ever run into a district meeting till he decided to run now. You know, so
is that good or bad? Is the question. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
We've all heard the reports and seen the studies, and the headlines read North Dakota number one booziest state in America, and one in three North Dakotans report binge drinking in the past month, and it's part of our culture. But what's more is that it's part of what's killing North Dakotans, from unborn children to senior citizens. According to North Dakota Department of Transportation, 47% of all fatal crashes in 2014 were alcohol-related. From those crashes, 63 people died and families and friends were impacted. From overconsumption and underage drinking to drinking and driving, we as a state have a lot of work to do in order to start reversing those trends. Here at the North Dakota Safety Council, we're dedicated to education, not only for the drinking age population, but for anyone from teenage drivers to business owners in our state.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Anything on your mind is welcome today. What was on my mind was what the people were thinking about this governor's race this week. Countdown to June 14th, and a Republican primary debate, and fascinated by the answers today on the program. Thank you for that. More of our calls from listeners and texts and emails as we continue. Before I do that, though, you probably heard me talking about B-Mobile, right? And many of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right, Verizon, that's the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network. Maybe you're stuck in a contract or device agreement. Maybe you left Verizon and realized the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, right now you can come home to Verizon at V-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. You got a big old $650 check waiting for you when you switch to Verizon to B-Mobile right now. Come on in or call them. They'll give you complete details. Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wofford and Valley City, Devils Lake, Bodno, North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes, and Minnesota. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer, online at bmobile.com. The question isn't about how you get to the election. It's who the best candidate is. Wayne Stengel is by far the best candidate. He's an actual conservative, and he has the experience to do the job. Another vote for Stengel. I believe that texter has touched on it because we're, you know, and again, I want all comments on how you've got to what, where you've got to, and all the things, you know, that make up how you process all this and make your mind up. In the end, the vote in the ballot box on June 14th should be who's the best leader, who's the best person really to take this state to the next level, shouldn't it be? And that texter is saying it is, you know, the best candidate. I'd say the best leader, you know, when you parse everything out. Appreciate that. Off-air call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
You aren't still using that name, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Aye, on the governor race. Yeah, I don't like the concept of a coronation, which Rick Becker stated that in the actual opening debate thing. By the same token, you've just said that, you know, Stengel is extremely qualified. But the thing that's bothering me most right now are the half-truths in the Burgum commercials. Outspent all these. Well, yeah, we did. We had all that expenditure going out because of the oil and the boom, and you're making comparing apples to oranges. And a lot of other things he's saying are half-truths. And so it kind of makes me wonder about him. Kind of a politician, not a politician. Thanks.
What about the whole deficit thing? Remember that in the ads?
Yeah. You're talking about what was called a deficit that wasn't really a deficit,
right,
because
right. You
take it out of one pocket.
Right. Have you ever backtracked from that?
I saw a statement this week. I'm trying to remember what the statement was about. I think it was on the sales tax revenue falling short, where he talked about budget shortfall versus deficit. I guess we're kind of dancing on the head of a pin here.
Yeah, but there is a difference.
Yeah.
If you're running for governor, you got to get that right.
Yes. All right. So, he didn't tell us this last one, which one he would vote for. Just let us know which one you're going for. You sound like you like both candidates. You didn't care for the ads, but just tell me so I can
know.
I don't want to assume you're voting for whom you're voting
right,
for.
Right, right.
And really, we're talking about today. What you feeling like today? Angie in Fargo, if that election were today, who would you vote for and why?
Well, I liked Rick Becker the best, but I don't think he's going to be on the ballot. I would vote for the most pro-life candidate that I can discern is the most pro-life, and I don't think that's Doug Burgum.
So that leaves Wayne Stengel. Is that where you're telling you're going to go?
Yep, I think so.
Now, that didn't exactly sound like a ringing endorsement of Wayne Stengel. Are you disappointed in your choices?
Well, I don't think he's as pro-life as I would want him to be, but I'm not sure of that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges in this race, and I'm with you, I'm pro-life all the way across, no exceptions, no way, no how, right? And you have in Wayne Stengel, someone that has said, you know, I'm pro-life with the exceptions, but has defended the bills, to his credit, that the legislature has passed, right? You have Doug Burgum saying, he said variations of, you know, I'm not pro-choice and I want to find more solutions, but he doesn't really want the label. You know, he doesn't want to be called pro-life. And then Rick Becker, who, you know, said, I am pro-life. He was never afraid to say it. But, you know, it has to explain that why he voted the way he did against some of the bills. So, you know, anybody that is staunchly pro-life has some challenges in this race without question. But I think knowing what we know from the record, which is easier to do when you have a record, you're assessing it correctly. Appreciate the call, Angie. Thank you. Let's go to Ed and Bismarck. Did I write her down for Wayne? I did. Okay, Ed and Bismarck, what's up? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, you know, anytime you get somebody offering to work for nothing as an underlying reason as to why he wants to be in that office, what's he trying to pull on the state?
You're talking about Doug Burgum saying, I don't need my salary.
Right.
Yeah, I guess there's two ways to assess that. One would be yours. He wants it that bad, he'd give it up. The other would be he doesn't need it, and he's proving that he doesn't need it. He's doing this for public service. But you're taking as there's something there behind it. Okay. There's something nefarious in him offering that?
I've never yet run into anybody, and I'm 80 years old. I've never run into anybody anywhere that worked for nothing unless they had an underlying reason.
Interesting point. Does that mean somebody else has your vote, Ed?
I vote for Stenson right now without a question.
Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Marion Bismarck, you're first to go on the other side of the break. We'll catch up on texts and emails as well. More of What's on Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.